is The Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. Merry Christmas.
To you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
And Merry Christmas to Chapstick.
Yay,
from Family Force 5.
Yay!
Hey!
Merry Christmas! How are you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. I really appreciated that when Ob answered the phone, it was like an Italian vibe to it that I haven't heard before. I thought that was really very Christmas-like.
Can you recreate it, Obi?
Chapstick from a Family Force of 5!
There you go. The pressure's on.
It made me really hungry for ravioli or pizza or something.
Oh, is he like a Chef Boyardee to you at this point? Do you want to hear that?
The greatest compliment one can receive.
That's
You're Chef Boyardee to me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you want to come by, I'll get some ABCs and 1-2-3s. We'll show them right. We'll like put them right in.
You'll
the,
take care of it.
I don't want to microwave them. I want to put them in a pan and really cook them up for you.
Oh, let the flavor simmer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Didn't know you could do that.
Absolutely.
That's true love right there. That's a true friend. I appreciate that.
It is. So, Chapstick, talk to us about Christmas. What are your Christmas plans this year?
Oh, man. Well, we are hanging with my family in Arkansas, which is a really rare treat. Family Force 5 not only does a crazy Christmas pageant tour, and this year we did a Christmas pageant show in Nashville, and it was awesome. But we are actually getting to be with our families, which is great.
Yay.
So, you know, we're going to some Christmas parties and Christmas Eve service at church and making some cookies with mom and dad.
Yes.
And hanging with my sis and just having a great time. And then we do have some New Year's shows, so we're we'll be watching football from the green room this year, you know, where I'm excited to see what happens. But yeah, Christmas is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
All right, well, let's talk about cookies since you brought them up. What's your favorite?
I did hear that. Yes.
I know. What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Well, my family used to make these like sugar cookies by hand where my mom makes the dough and then we roll them out, and you got to eat a little of the dough, which is
probably the best part. Of course.
And then, which of course they always say like not to, but it's like totally worth it to get salmonella. I mean,
absolutely.
Hey, listen, that's like original salmonella. I still feel like nowadays wherever we eat out like at a restaurant, we're rolling the dice way more hardcore than just with the cookie dough. So I feel like we could make it with having some cookie dough.
OG salmonella. That's right.
That's the old school one.
Well,
our parents, they all live from it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, you roll the things out, you know, and then you use a cookie cutter, make some awesome shape, and then you decorate it with this icing that we used to use butter knives and, like, you know, you could put food coloring in the icing if you want to make something weird. And my sister would always try to make brown for, like, Frosty's cane and hat and stuff, but it was like, brown's hard to make.
Sure.
You know, and it always does. It looks kind of unappetizing, so that's probably my least favorite of the ones we made, but man, when you put some sprinkles on or jimmies on those things, they're delicious.
Man.
So I go with your Christmas tree, you know, a sugar cookie Christmas tree.
Sounds really good.
Well, I want you to know, Chapstick, you're selling me on it, dude.
I know.
Like, I'm in.
We're in on the memory, too. I feel we lived it.
So, hey.
Yeah, and you got to listen to Christmas music while you do it. That
of course.
That Chipmunk Christmas is preferred.
You know. Chipmunk's Christmas. Dude, people are listening to your Christmas album while they make Christmas cookies.
Dude, you know what's hilarious? I was playing at church the other day, and I normally play at this awesome, like, huge mega church where it's like we just are like, you know, everybody's all these. Well, never mind. It's just awesome. I love it. And I was playing at a different church than I normally played at, which was equally awesome. But it was really awkward for me because I walked in. And they were playing the Family Force 5 Christmas pageant record. And I don't even know. And they played it. They played the whole thing in its entirety while we were setting up.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, all right, is this like a joke? Like,
I know.
Come on. And then we got done with the service or with a rehearsal, and the kids were, people were walking in, and they were playing the same record. They played it the whole morning from, like, you know, you get there at like 5:30 in the morning, and you go until like 3 in the afternoon. And I heard the Christmas pageant the entire time. So it was just kind of funny. I was kind of, at some point, somebody was like, who is this that they keep playing? And
then you walk by, and you're like, it's
embarrassingly.
Us.
Sorry.
We just love it. We can't wait to hear it.
So did you act like, you're like, I don't know, but I really wish they'd play something else? Or
that's what you would do.
Somebody was like, is this Toby Mac? This is Toby Mac, isn't it? I was like, yeah, it's not Toby Mac.
You're close. Yeah, no, it's not.
So Chapstick, You guys have got a new album coming out next year, right?
Yes.
So, fill us
in. What all can be said about said new album?
What can you say about it?
Think of this, too, as like a Christmas present for everybody, okay? You can share some details if you can.
Nice. Well, I am honored that anyone would want it for a Christmas present because we worked really hard for a long time.
Good.
It's really one of those passion projects. I feel great about it. You know, I feel like if any time a band comes out with a record, they're always like, this is the greatest record we've ever put out. It's going to be cool. It's because they kind of have to say that, but we all feel that way about this one. We're like, dude, this really is the best record we've ever made. And it's got all these elements that are crazy, like, you know, a lot of funk.
Right on.
A lot of hip-hop, like, influence, a lot of R&B stuff, a lot of pop influence, some really gritty, like, rock and roll stuff, and it just feels great. We made some rules, and I think that actually helped. A lot of times, like, well, you know, there are different points in the process where you have to have rules and times when you don't. But when we were recording, mm-hmm. we made up some rules about, like, hey, we're going to use as few tracks as we can. Like, because a lot of times there's a tendency in the studio to just load it up, you know, and just pile sound on sound on sound and make this wall of sound, which is cool, you know, but this way we were like, dude, everything that goes in is going to be right. Otherwise, it's just not going to be in there. And, like, we just spent hours and hours on the sounds rather than just piling a lot of different stuff in there. And we worked really hard to keep it very human, too. You know, I thought that was, like, a very big element of it because we like electronic music a lot, and we love dancey kind of stuff, and certainly it has a lot of those components. But we also, like, wanted to play a lot more on this record than we have in the last couple. And so there's a very human element, and we did a lot less, like, there's a tendency, this is like a little industry thing. I don't want to...
Don't scare anybody yet.
...warn anyone here. But sometimes people... correct mistakes a lot of times. You know,
sure.
you'll play something and, you know, studio magic can make it sound way better or, you know, more on time or whatever. We wanted to keep it really fresh. And so we didn't do a lot of what you call quantizing. And so there's like that, it's not like
real?
A band playing a lot more than just like a, you know, oh, some guys put a record together.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels good. It feels right.
Well, that's always nice because sometimes, you know, people will notice if you hear an album from a group so much and then if you go see them in concert, that sound cannot always be mimicked to 100%.
Oh, yeah.
To where it sounds like them or, you know, close to it. So that's good that people have a chance to experience a different style with it.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even the opposite. We would always go, people would be like, I like your record, but it's way cooler live. Like, why aren't you guys playing this much on the record?
So this is it.
Cut loose, you
know?
It's fun.
Awesome.
There's a big, and I really, really tip my hat to Teddy, our drummer. He just brought in, or Hollywood, as some people call him. This was our first record where we really got to, like, jam out with him a lot. And, I mean, he came in toward the end of the last record and added a ton, which was great, but... he was such a great part of the process, and we also did something we don't normally do, which is just, we wrote like a billion songs and then picked all the best ones, rather than, in the past, sometimes you just like, you write like a rock band, you know, it's like, oh, here's 12 songs.
Yeah.
Put the best 11 on the record and use the other as a bonus track. This time we were like, let's write like 100 songs and then pick the best 10 of them, and... that'll be it. So it was fun. We had a great time.
So I know you don't have an answer, but I am obligated to ask.
To still ask, of course.
When?
Yes.
The future?
No, you can still say next year.
It's
you can
done.
Still just say it
it's
that
like,
way.
It's done.
Yeah.
That's actually a question we keep asking, too. And we're bothering all the people with the label and the management and marketing team. But I would say... it's either going to be March or April.
Okay.
The deal.
Okay.
So I would hope March, just because, you know, we all don't want to wait that long. But
sure.
But either way, it's gonna be March or April, I would say.
Well, we were excited to obviously talk to Chapstick and Family Force 5 for just not only our Christmas show, but we also, when we were setting up to, you know, the show today, we're like, hey, who do we want to check in with? We thought, no, we want to actually talk to you about the new stuff as well, because we were excited to hear that it was finished.
Thanks, y'all. I appreciate that. Well, I think we'll be on the road show in February through April. So at some point on the road show, we should be rocking and rolling, and we should have the pre-sale out. And you know, we're gonna have a single before then. which actually right now is already being played on Monday Night Football. And I'm a huge football fan. And so I was sitting there, like, completely blown away when somebody was like, "Here, your song just played on the Monday Night Football game." And what was ironic, I was watching the game.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge fan. And it was the Falcons, who I'm a big Falcons fan, you know, living in Atlanta. But I was practicing guitar with my headphones on and actually had it on mute.
And so,
oh, my gosh.
My buddy started calling me, and they're like, "Dude, out of this world.
You're missing it."
But what's been awesome is it's happened every Monday night, actually, since then. So if you watch Monday Night Football, you might catch a glimpse of some Family Force 5.
Man, that's amazing. When you're Chapstick from Family Force 5, you go into a building, they're playing
your
album.
Music.
You
yep.
watch TV, they're playing your music. Everywhere you go.
What an interesting
it's happening.
Life that is.
It's
yes,
happening.
Yes.
So, well, Chapstick, Merry Christmas from
yes.
us. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Merry Christmas. And I apologize. That sounded like a very self-centered universe.
So teasing you. We are so teasing you.
We're going to be like, we're complaining
no,
about,
do
we're
not
complaining
even.
About our music.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's fine. We'll just play a Family Force 5 song now.
No!
It's fine.
Let's play another one, shall
yeah,
we?
One more.
One more for it.
Oh, dude,
Merry Christmas to y'all. You guys are amazing. Thanks so much for playing our stuff.